The closer as possible, inshallah, the closer we sit, the more muhabbat, the more barakat. We learn from our Shaykh also, Damod Barakatuhu, that in these type of gatherings, it is not about who's in the front, who's the speaker, but each person comes with their own individual nur, the individual a'mal, the efforts they have made, their Quran tilawat, their salah, their fasting. And Hazrat explains also that each person's heart has a different wattage of light and nur. Some person may be low as far as the nur is concerned, like myself, 2 watts, 5 watts. Somebody else comes with 10 watts. Somebody else has 50 watts, 500 watts. And the closer we sit together, this light and nur is put together, it becomes a huge floodlight. And then it shines into the heavens, into the skies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attention is attracted and Allah ta'ala's mercy and rahmat then descends. So the closer that we sit, inshallah, the more barakat and the more rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, before we commence, tonight being the night of Jumu'ah, a very auspicious, very special night for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So we'll commence with some ash'ar, some poetry in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے قيام مدينة یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جام و مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بلا جانے کیا جام و مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہ ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ, قیام مدینہ.
ایسا ہی درود شریف انشاءاللہ. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی سیدنا. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلی آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین, اما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, these ashar, these couplets are not just for entertainment purposes, that we listen to the tune and we enjoy the tune, but these were the couplets and the poetry composed by the great lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Arif Billah Murana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab rahmatullah alayhi was a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh of our Hazrat Muhammad Yunus Patel Saab rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Muhammad Aim Saab Damud Barakatuhum, and many great ulama. And these couplets and these poems that they had composed were composed out of burning love in the heart, great love that they had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What these pious people and these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw in one speck of dust of Madinah Munawwara, what enjoyment they felt just breathing the air of Madinatul Munawwara, that they had real and true love in their heart. And ulama explained the reason for this: anything connected to the beloved also becomes beloved. We know a young boy gets proposed, and his fiance, the girl he is proposed to, lives on a certain street, or she went to a certain school. How beloved that place becomes to him. He doesn't know her. He doesn't know much about her. But he's proposed to her, he's going to marry her, everything linked to her becomes beloved to him. Already he's finding out what's her favorite color, and what does she like to eat, her favorite dessert. And he's already making preparations: I also like this, and I also want that. So anything connected to the beloved becomes beloved to a person. These were people who had great love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned the khulafa of the past, when the Muslim khilafat and empire had moved away from Madinah Munawwara to Kufa, to Baghdad, and these different countries and places that were some distance away from Madinah Munawwara, the Khulafa of the past on a Friday evening or the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah, they would send a horse rider, that a fast horse rider leave the place of Khilafat and travel all the way to Madinah Munawwara just to convey salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and return by the next day out of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person mentioned, he asked a pious person, he said, shawwiqna ila al-jannah, that give us something that will make us desire to reach Jannah, to reach the Akhirat, something that will create desire in us. We've heard the description of Jannah, the fruits of Jannah, the Hur-e-Een, the different types of bounties and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person in Jannah. So give us something else, something that will raise that desire within our heart. So the pious person replied, Fiha Rasulullah. That in Jannah will be the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is sufficient for a person of Iman who has that love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his heart. I want to make my Akhirat and my Jannah because I will meet my Nabi there. That will be the place where I will be able to go to him. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they had any concern, any worry, something troubling them, and which person doesn't have worries and concerns? The entire night sometimes a person's mind is running. I've got bills to pay, the children are troubling, I've got to sort this out, make that payment the next day. Somebody is coming home to fix something, business is not doing well for the month, I've got deadlines, suppliers are waiting, customers are calling. And all of these worries and concerns, then a person's own ibadat, I'm slipping as far as my ibadat is concerned, I'm falling into guna and sin. And all these worries and concerns, Sahaba radiallahu anhum would just go to the door of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That young Sahabi comes, he says, O Nabi of Allah, I want to commit zina. I have this urge within me to commit zina, what do I do? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam places his hand on his chest. I mean, he makes dua for him. O Allah, Allahumma hassin farjah, Allahumma tahhir qalba. O Allah, protect his chastity, purify his heart. He says, never again in my life did that urge ever come. It was cured through the barakat of the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, Fiha Rasulullah, the person who wants to spur himself on and encourage himself to work for the Akhirat, just remind himself there will be the liqa and the meeting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So these ash'ar and this poetry, which is titled Ya Subhi Madina, Ya Shami Madina, where Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi speaks about the beautiful mornings and evenings of Madina Munawwara, and how when a person goes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us, that we visit Madinatul Munawwara and make ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over and over again. Allah ta'ala call each and every one of us with afiyat. But how a person walks those mornings after Fajr Salah, and he sees the sun rising, the beautiful minarets in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as though the heart skips a beat, that now I'm in the capital of the world. This is the capital of the world right now. It is not London or Dubai or America, some other place in the world. This is the capital of the world, the capital of the universe, where the decisions for the hidayat of mankind were taking place from here. This is the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was returning from an expedition, and in the distance he sees the mountains of Madina Munawwara. They had reached close to Mount Uhud, and he says to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, inna hadhihi tayyiba, that look in the distance is this pure and beautiful city of Madina Munawwara. Askananiha Rabbi Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chose this as my place of residence. It was not by chance that Nabi alayhi salam just found one place and he migrated and chose to live there, but this was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains what is the speciality of this town of mine, of this Mubarak city. ينفي الخبث كما ينفي الكير خبث الحديد. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says a person takes a rusted piece of steel and he puts it into the furnace, burning at a very high temperature. In a short while, all of that rust will melt away, and just that pure and clean steel will emerge. He says the city of Madina Munawwara will cleanse the hearts of the people who visit it like this. That they will come with all dirt and filth in their hearts, guna, sin, a life of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but through the barakat and the anwarat of Madina Munawwara, they will return cleansed and pure. But, as it says, damat barakatuhu, that the condition is the heart has to be ready for this. The heart has to be open. As we say, the cup has to be turned the right side over, to be filled with the love of Madinatul Munawwara. So ya subhi Madina, the beautiful mornings of Madina Munawwara, ya shami Madina, the beautiful evenings of Madina Munawwara. Hazrat Muhammad Hamid Sahib Damod Barakatuh, who has mentioned also, he says, Allah has favored me and been kind to me, that I have traveled to many places in the world, and I have seen all the so-called wonders of the world, the different waterfalls, and the different oceans, and the different beaches, and the different color sands, and the palaces of Al-Hamra in Spain, where the Muslim empire was once based. They mentioned the first Hadiqatul Hayawan, the first, what we can say, nature reserve was in Al-Hamra. In our terms, the ruler of the time would wake up, in his backyard the Big Five would be playing. Such beautiful scenery. He says, I've seen all of it, and all the wonders of the world, but when I land in Madina Munawwara, by the qasam of Allah, one palm tree is more beloved to me than all of this. Because it is a palm tree linked to my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, ya subhi Madina, ya shami Madina, mubarak tujhe ye, qayame Madina. He says, mubarak, glad tidings, mubarak badi to that person who is a resident and who has now come into Madina Munawwara. That now you are in this city, which is the city of muhabbat, the city of love, the city of giving. It is mentioned no person came to Madina Munawwara and went back empty-handed. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu came, we know, responsible for the defeat of the Muslim army in Uhud. He was a non-Muslim at that time. And how he engineered the entire turn of that battle, and the archers had come down, and Khalid bin Walid came around the mountain pass. Absolute master as far as military tactics were concerned. And then he comes to Madina Munawwara with the intention of accepting Islam. It is mentioned Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu is walking through the streets of Madina Munawwara, looking for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama say with blood on his hands, 70 men made shaheed because of Khalid. As though there wasn't a single home in Madina Munawwara not affected. Somebody's father had passed away, some woman had become a widow, some child had become a yatim. But as he enters Madina Munawwara, it is only welcome, it is only smiles, that come, O Khalid, we are waiting for you. And then he accepts Islam, he becomes a great asset of Islam, fighting next to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Thumama bin Uthal radiallahu anhu, he was taken prisoner, a very noble person, high lineage, and well respected, the leader of his clan. He is taken as prisoner, and he is tied up outside Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, leave him there, don't do anything to him. For 3 days he is tied up. Each day they present Islam to him. He says, I'm not prepared to accept. On the third day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, release him. He's had enough. He's witnessed the system of Madina Munawwara. He's witnessed the interactions between Sahaba. How they would come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His compassion, his kindness, his generosity. So they untie Thumama bin Uthal. And he leaves. He goes to a well, and he washes himself, he cleanses himself, he comes back, he says, I'm prepared to accept Islam. What I've seen in these 3 days is enough. I want my life to be like this. He then says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, O Nabi of Allah, before meeting you and before coming here, the most wretched and despised person in my eye was you. And the most wretched and despised place in the entire world was the city of Medina. He says, I take a qasam in Allah, now you have become the most beloved person to me. This city has become the most beloved to me. What did they get when they went to Madina Munawwara? We ask ourselves, my dear brothers, how many hajj, how many umrah Allah has taken us on? We visited Madina Munawwara. We've seen the hotels. We've tasted the ice cream. We brought back the fashion. Our masturat have brought back the latest cloaks and the latest scarves. But have we brought back Madina Munawwara or not? This is the month of Ramadan to connect us to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That if I have not yet understood, my success is only in the nizam and the system of Madina Munawwara. My success will not be anywhere else. It will only be in submitting to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bhala jaane kya ja, mumina e alam, tera kaif e khush kharam e Madina. He says, what do the people of the world know? What do the people of the world, the kings and the rulers and the businessmen, and the wealthy people, what do they understand of the feeling that goes through my heart as I am strolling in the streets of Madina Munawwara? Those walks through the gullies of Madina Munawwara, where a person is going for Salatul Fajr,
or he's going to the haram tahajjud time, he's going to send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Ulama say our golden mile, in Durban we have the golden mile. Our golden mile is from Babu Salam going down to the Rawdah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is our golden mile. That is what we live for. To go and stand before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama say a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah is that Allah showed us where the grave of our Nabi is. Every other nation of the past, Allah concealed from them the true place of where their Nabi was buried. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi Sulaiman, Nabi Dawood, all these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are buried somewhere in this dunya. But exactly where the location, this has been hidden from us. But the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah favored us. Allah blessed us. Why? So that when this ummah is going through any difficulty, any hardship, any trouble, any trials, now go and present yourself. Go and visit, make ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and take from the barakat and the blessings of that mubarak place. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned the incident of the tabi'i. Atabi rahimahullah, he says, I was sitting in the haram of Madinah Munawwara. And I witnessed a Bedouin entering the masjid and presenting himself for salat and salam. And then he recited the verse of Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they have oppressed themselves, when they have reached the heights of guna and sin, they have led a life of disobedience, a life very far away from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. If only they had to come to you, O Nabi of Allah, and in your presence, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهِ. They didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And then the messenger asks forgiveness on their behalf. If they have to do all of this, لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَةِ. They'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their repentance. Allah will shower His rahmat and mercy upon them. So he recites this verse and then he addresses Allah. He says, O Allah, I have done what was within my capacity. Your command is we should present ourselves. I have presented myself here. فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهُ O Allah, I am now turning to you asking for your forgiveness. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And then he says, O Allah, there's just one part left. And that is the Nabi of Allah has to seek forgiveness on my behalf. So he then addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And those famous couplets that we have heard so many times. Until today if we go on those golden gates that are surrounding the Mubarak, the resting place of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll see those couplets inscribed. Ya khayra man dufinat bil qa'i a'zumuhu, fataba min tibihinna al qa'u wal akamu, nafsi al fida li qabrin anta sakinuhu, fihi al afafu wa fihi al judu wal karamu. He addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya khayra man dufinat bil qa'i a'zumuhu. Oh, the best of those whose body has gone beneath the soil. فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ. By virtue of your Mubarak body going into the ground, the entire beneath the ground has become fragranced and sweet. نَفْسِ الْفِدَى. He says, may my soul and my life be sacrificed for that qabr and that grave in which you reside with your generosity, with your compassion, with your kindness, with your mercy. With tears in his eyes, he recites these couplets and he leaves. Atabi rahimahullah is sitting there, witnessing this entire scene. And he falls asleep, he dozes off, and in his dream he sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam says to him, O Atabi, adrikil a'rabi. Go and catch that Bedouin, tell him Allah has forgiven his sins. By virtue of presenting himself at this blessed place, Allah has forgiven his sins. This is the city of Madinah Munawwara. So he says, what do the people of the world understand? What do they realize of the feeling of the heart, the kayfiyat, the enjoyment, as I am strolling and wandering through the streets of Madinah Munawwara, Madinah ki galiyon mein, har ek qadam par, every step that a person takes in the streets of Madinah Munawwara, humadde nazar ihtirame Madinah. A very important point Hazrat brings to our attention, that every step and every moment a person will walk through and spend in the city of Madinah Munawwara, to maintain and to keep the adab and the respect of this place. That I am not in any ordinary place right now. If a person presents himself in the parliament of some ruler of this world, he knows there's some adab and etiquettes that I've got to fulfill. My dress code has to be in a certain way. The way I walk has to be in a certain way. I can't raise my voice. I've got to carry myself out with some sort of dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabi. We heard in tonight's Taraweeh Salah. O people of Iman, don't raise your voices, because you will disturb the Nabi of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Those who will speak in hushed tones, they will maintain the adab, the respect of Medina Munawwara. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى Allah says, those are the ones whose hearts we have filled with taqwa. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ They will be the recipients of my maghfirat, my forgiveness. A great reward will wait for them in the akhirat. So he says, هُمَدِّيَ نَزَرْ إِحْتِرَامِ مَدِينَ That give consideration to the ihtiram and the respect of Medina Munawwara. And here Mashaykh remind us that unfortunately what is our condition? And we can judge ourselves, my dear brothers. The person visits Medina Munawwara, is in the haram of Medina Munawwara, Allah make us maaf, Allah forgive us. But he's checking the scores on his cell phone. What score did my team make? Who scored? Who made the highest score? Who's winning? When is the next fixture? He's reading news articles, what's happening everywhere else in the world. As we mentioned, this is the capital of the world. Decisions are being made from here. Decision for my hidayat, for my akhirat, for my children, for my grandchildren, for my progenies. How is it possible that I move my gaze away from what is happening right now in Medina Munawwara? There was a pious person, and at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes certain things to some pious people as a lesson for us. So this person was in Makkah Mukarramah in the haram, and he sees a young boy clinging onto the ghilaf of the Kaaba, tears streaming down his cheeks. And he looks to be in great concentration. This pious person thinks to himself that how close this youngster must be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him kashf. Allah exposes to him the condition of the heart of this young boy. Again, as we mentioned, this is something Allah ta'ala can do. It is not something we say definite that each person will get to experience this, but the pious people, Allah exposes certain things to them. So he sees the condition of the heart of this young boy. And he sees despite him clinging on his chest is touching the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Tears are streaming down his cheeks, but his heart is not here. His heart is back home. Whatever work, whatever task, whatever duties he has, he's thinking about that. So he sees this very despondent, this pious person leaves the haram. And he goes into the marketplace that is adjacent to the haram of Makkah. In those days, the haram was much smaller. So he walks through, he sees there is another youngster who is busy in his dukan, in his shop. He's serving customers, he's showing them the goods, he's taking the money, giving change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes to him the condition of this youngster's heart. And he sees despite him being busy in his shop, but his heart is attached to the haram. When is going to be the time of adhan? I want to get back. Likewise, we find, like they mentioned, there are some who reside in Medina Munawwara. And then there are those in whom Medina Munawwara resides. A person may not get the opportunity. Perhaps he doesn't have the means. But his heart is there. That if I had the means, I would present myself. And I would go before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I would go and visit Haramain Sharifain. So he may be in his home, he may be in his business, he's earning a living. And outwardly he doesn't seem to be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his heart is in the right direction. We mentioned the other night, the compass is straight. The direction is pointing towards the akhirat. He understands that one day I will have to leave this world. One day I will have to go into my qabr. The question will be posed to me, that who is this rajul, who is this man? What do you have to say about him? On that day, it will not be my intelligence and my studying and my exams that will come to my rescue. It will not be my degree, my business, my assets, my investments, and everything I had of dunya. It will be my iman and the love that I had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he understands I will have to go into my qabr. One day I will have to stand on the day of qiyamah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, the only savior will be Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَنَا فَرَطُكُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ That I will precede you, I will be your forerunner, I will be waiting for you. At the Hawz al-Kawthar, my ummatis will come, they will be thirsty, I'll give them something to drink. He tells Sahaba, if you don't find me there for some reason, then go to the Pul Sirat, you'll see me there, I will be interceding for my ummat. If I'm not there, go to the scales, the mizan, I will be there. Again interceding, O Allah, make the scales heavy of good deeds. But you will find me waiting to assist and to intercede for my ummah on the day of Qiyamah. Person understands this. So coming back to What Hazrat explains, that the ihtiram, the respect for Madinah Munawwara. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained an incident also, that there was a person who visited Madinah Munawwara. And just one comment he made, that the yogurt or the milk of Madinah is not as sweet as my hometown. Innocent comment, he didn't mean anything bad. But he made this negative comment about Madinah Munawwara. That night he sees Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his dream, he says, please leave my city. This person wakes up in a shock. He goes to the ulama who are there, that this is the dream I have seen, what should I do? So they ask him, that what is the cause of this? Perhaps you did something. And then he recalls, he says, I made the statement, that the yogurt or the milk of Madinah Munawwara is not as sweet as the one in my hometown. Allah make us maaf, my dear brothers, but complaint upon complaint. When we go to Harameen Sharifin for Umrah, my accommodation was not right, I didn't get the room I booked, the agent messed me around, he was supposed to give me this upgrade, the breakfast wasn't right. We have not come for this, but I have come to take from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama explain, a person comes back from Madinah Munawwara, he's got suitcases full, he's got that fear in his heart, how am I going to pass through the customs? As we mentioned, the masturat, that I can't buy last year's fashion, I have to see the latest fashion. What's in the stores, what's in the shops right now? A person can bring all of this. To this extent, he brings a kajur back from Madinah Munawwara also. He brings zamzam back also. But if he does not bring three things back, he hasn't brought Madinah back. The first thing ulama explained, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If I went, I presented myself, I was there for 5 days, 10 days, 15 days, I read my salah in the haram, I went for salat and salam, I got my roda booking also, everything went smoothly, I spent a nice amount of time there. How many 2 rakats of salah, people will say, that I went to the roda, alhamdulillah, it was so comfortable, and I made my 2 rakats of salah, I made dua, and I really enjoyed it, alhamdulillah. But if I have not come back with love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I haven't brought Madinah Munawwara back. And what is meant by love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? That what my Nabi said, I'll put it on my head, I will not take anything else besides this. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. When he came to his dressing, when he came to his appearance, when it came to his guidance as far as my business dealings are concerned, when it came to his warnings and cautions to this ummah, that I have love. Ulama say one is to have fear. We're just digressing a bit. We speak about taqwa in the month of Ramadan. One is to have fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say fear will not stop a person. A person is fearful. If my wife catches me, what will happen? But he's lying down next to her, he's speaking to somebody else. He's busy on his cell phone, she's sleeping next to him, she doesn't know. He's afraid. If she catches me, what's going to happen? It'll be a broken home. What will my in-laws say? What will the community say? But the fear doesn't stop him. It is only deep-rooted love that will stop a person. Fear in this sense, I fear displeasing my beloved. So a person has this love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How can I displease him? On the day of Qiyamah, when my files will be open, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be witnessing the entire scene, that this was your ummati, he had a name like yours, or he had the name of one of your sahaba. He claimed to be your follower, but this is how he led his life. So ulama say the first thing to bring back the love of Madinah Munawwara. Then the fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What was his worry and concern, his day and night? What ulama say, the catalyst behind his standing up at night. And we read the riwayat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would stand in the room of Aisha radiallahu anha the entire night at times in sajda. Aisha radiallahu anha says on one occasion, I became fearful, perhaps the Nabi of Allah has left this world. So long he was in sajda. So what was the catalyst behind this? What spurred him on to do this? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. O my Nabi, you are finishing yourself. Why? In pursuit of the iman of the people. This was his worry and concern. Ask myself, my dear brothers, do I have concern and worry for the iman of my own wife and children? We know how much of worry and concern I have. They must eat properly. They must be clothed properly. I must leave enough behind for them when I leave this world. But do I have that worry and concern? What about their iman? These are the moments for us to make these decisions. To turn the compass of the heart. What was the fikr and the concern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? And third, ulama say the harkat and the movement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. that he did not sit still. If there was an opportunity in deen, he pushed himself. Although he was the beloved of Allah, he didn't have to make any effort. The entire world would have come to him. But he pushed himself in Badr, he pushed himself in Uhud, in Khandaq, in Ahzab, in Fath Makkah. Why? In pursuit of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person doesn't bring these three things back, then ulama say he hasn't brought back Madina Munawwara. He can bring back all the kajur, all the zamzam, all the cloaks and the kurtas and the scarves and everything else. But in reality, that trip is wasted. He went on holiday and he came back. And then he'll speak about the hotel, he'll speak about the food, he'll speak about the flights. But what have I learned from the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Hazrat says, Nigahon mein sultaniyat hai chahogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. He says that the greatness of this world will completely disappear from the heart of a person. Who? Which person? That person who will find within his heart the message of Madina Munawwara. If he understands what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought, then the things of this world will pale in comparison. Now if something happens to my dunya, it's okay, but my deen mustn't be affected. My business takes a hit, it'll be a little bit this way, that way, a little bit of worry, but it'll come right, but my deen must not suffer. How can I miss my salah with jamaat? That is the greatest thing for me. My Quran tilawat for the day I can't sleep. I can't go to bed without completing my Quran tilawat, without finishing my zikrullah, my durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says the entire value of this world will disappear from a person's eyes when he gets within his heart the message of Madina Munawwara. He understands what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought. Then he says, Sukune jaha tum kaha dhundate ho. That where are you searching for peace and contentment in this world? Sukune jaha hai nizame Madina. The only peace and contentment you will find is in the system of Madina Munawwara. You will not find it anywhere else. Hazrat Anwi rahmatullah alayhi would mention that one is rahat and one is the asbab of rahat. One is peace, comfort, contentment. And one is those things that are supposed to bring us peace and comfort. He says a person can have asbab-e rahat. He can have all the things around him that are supposed to bring peace and contentment to his heart, but there's no guarantee he'll find it. He can have the softest of mattresses. The aircon is blowing at full blast. The house is comfortable. He's had the best of food to eat. Everything is taken care of as far as his dunya is concerned. He has asbab of rahat, the means to bring him peace and comfort. Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi would say, but he still has to take a sleeping tablet to fall asleep. He can't get sleep. His sleep is being disturbed. His mind is running. He doesn't have that sukoon, that contentment. So he says, where are you searching for the peace and contentment of your heart? You will only find this in the nizam and the system of Madina Munawwara. And then the last stanza, Hazrat says, Ho azade akhtar, ghame do jaha se. He addresses himself, O Akhtar, that person who wants to free himself from the worries and the concerns of both the worlds. As we mentioned, we know how much of worry and concern we have. And 99% of it is for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, I will take care of it for you, your sustenance is my responsibility. It's not your responsibility. It is my responsibility, I have already recorded it for you, I will take care of it for you. But 99% of my worry and concern, where will I eat from? Like they mentioned that one person, elderly person, so he went home and he's pacing up and down in the room, can't fall asleep. His wife says to him, what's the matter? So he says, my friend Musa, I owe him a certain amount of money, tomorrow is the deadline. So she says, what's the matter? He says, I don't have anything. I don't have the money to pay him back. And he's pacing up and down, he can't sleep. His wife says, why didn't you tell me? I'll sort it out for you. So he says, how are you going to sort? She says, don't worry. You sit down, I'll sort it out for you. She goes into the next room, she comes back after 2 minutes. She says, right, you can go to sleep, there's no worry, no concern. He tells her, what did you do? So she says, very simple. I phoned Musa bhai. I told him, listen, so and so, my husband owes you the certain sum of money. He's supposed to pay you tomorrow. I'm just letting you know that he doesn't have it and he won't be able to pay you. Assalamu alaikum. She says, now you go to sleep, he'll be pacing up and down. So the worry and concern that a person has, غَمَيْ دُوْ جَهَا سَيْ, a person has these worries and concerns. My sustenance, my children, their education, their future, my wife, what is going to happen to my business? So he says, that person who wants to free himself from this, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Madina. He says, from the bottom of your heart, become a slave of Madina Munawwara. Become a slave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and see how the worries and concerns of both the worlds will disappear from your heart. Now, despite not having the means, but the peace and contentment, ulama say, people have holiday homes. In India, it's very common also, the upper class, the wealthy people, have these holiday homes and bungalows. Beautiful homes on the shore, and beautiful scenery. But they're visiting for 2 weeks in a year, and the rest of the year, the domestic and the worker is staying there and enjoying it. Hazrat explains also, the person is in his home, the best of beds, he can't sleep, he just looks out the window. The garden boy, he's got one broken mattress, he's got a brick as his pillow, and he's fast asleep, he's snoring under the stars. So who is the master and who is the slave? But this is what dunya will do to a person. A person is caught up in dunya. He doesn't have time to breathe. How many a businessman says, I wish there was 25 hours in the day. I wish there were 8 days in a week. I just can't get my work done. Hazrat says, become a slave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that I will not forgo my sunnat, I will not forgo the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see the revolution in your own heart and your own life. How Allah ta'ala will give you peace and sukoon and contentment. And we see the pious people, despite not having the outward means, at times a person wonders that how is this person surviving? But with complete itminan, contentment, they're in the masjid, making tilawat of Quran, with a smile on their face. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of them, Allah ta'ala is prepared to take care of all of us like this, my dear brothers. These are the nights, these are the moments Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, for us to make decisions. For us to make these decisions, I will attach my heart to Madina Munawwara, I will attach my heart to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That as an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us. Kuntum khayra ummati. Allah gave us the title, you are the best. There is no ummat better than you. The Qiyamah's day, nobody will enter Jannat before you enter. Qiyamah will not start until your Nabi doesn't intercede. But I forgot this. I moved away from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would say, a person wants to find something that is akmal, most perfect, most ajmal, most beautiful, most ashal, most easy to practice upon. This is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He doesn't have to run behind any fashion. He doesn't have to run behind the latest trends. We know when it comes to the women folk, and unfortunately now the men folk also, how much we're running behind fashion and trends. And we know the wife will go and she'll buy the latest fashion, and the function will start and the phone call will come, please take me home. What happened? Two other ladies are wearing the same thing. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I've got to go home and change. Otherwise the function can't continue. So all of this running behind the fashions and the trends, come back to the fashion of sunnat. Ulama say, for us to move forward as an ummat, we will have to move back 1400 years. What was the style of Medina? What was the system of Medina? What was the message of Medina Munawwara? So these nights, my dear brothers, ulama have explained, the night of Jumu'ah, if it is an odd night, there is a strong chance, not for sure, but there is a strong chance this may be the night of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, Allah ta'ala calls out, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Anybody ready to seek forgiveness, I'm ready to forgive him. We mentioned before many times, Allah is waiting to give, but who is there to take? So we have the rest of the night, my dear brothers. Tomorrow is the day of Jumu'ah. We mentioned also, شَمْسُ الْخَمِيسِ إِذَا تَغِيبٍ. When the sun will set on the eve of Jumu'ah, فَزِدْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ. Now engage in Durood Sharif. Engage in istighfar, make those decisions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned also, a person can make a deal with Allah. Address Allah, Allah is listening to us. I don't want to give up my life of guna and sin. Especially, and we're saying this every night when it comes to our youth. I don't want to give it up. I want to live this life, I'm enjoying it. But oh Allah, you pull me. You make me give it up for your pleasure and for your sake. And then see the revolution, see the miracles that will happen in our heart and in our life. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakash shukru kulluhu. Ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu 'ala niyyatihi wa sirruhu. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك.
ولك الحمد حمد لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمد لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most compassionate Allah, most kind Allah, most loving Allah, most forgiving Allah. O my Allah, we have raised our hands before you on this blessed night, O my Allah. On the night of Jumu'ah, in the month of Ramadan, during these last 10 nights, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands in Tawbah, O my Allah, in repentance towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to you with a life of nadamat and regret, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our entire lives have come out in your disobedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what you had given to us and what we took were two different things, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the greatest Nabi, O my Allah. You gave us the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You gave us his beautiful sunnahs and practices, O my Allah. You gave us his dressing and appearance, O my Allah. You gave us his day and his night, O my Allah. O my Allah, we abandoned all of it for his enemies, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on this night we have raised our hands. Ya Allah, making complete and genuine tawbah before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us, O my Allah, for our immaturity. O my Allah, it was only our weakness, O my Allah. It was our fault, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making a promise to you on this night. We will not go back to our life of guna and sin, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of breaking your commands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no sukoon in our lives. We have no chain and peace in our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, everything is haywire and upside down in our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know the solution is to turn back to you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, but we are the weakest part of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have no strength on our own, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we asking you through your qudrat and power, O my Allah, through your quality and sifat of jazb and pull. Ya Allah, pull us by our forelocks towards you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us into the court of your obedience and acceptance, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us clean and pure hearts and lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that will beat in your muhabbat and love, O my Allah. Ya Allah, if you will give us such hearts, our life in this world will be made, O my Allah. Our qabr will be made, O my Allah. Our akhirat will be made, O my Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy, O my Allah. O my beloved Allah, don't let us become a means of pain and hurt to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, it should not be on the day of Qiyamah. We have read in the hadith and in the books of hadith that on the day of Qiyamah those people will come and they will approach the Hawz-e-Kawthar and they will say, O Nabi of Allah, we are your ummatis. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say to them, Suhqan, Suhqan, get away from me, I don't recognize you. O my Allah, save us from becoming wretched like that, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, give us love for every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Give us tawfiq to practice every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to give our lives for the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. O my Allah, the ummah right now in Gaza, in Palestine, they are giving their blood, O my Allah. They are giving their lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those young children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, it's supposed to be sweets and chocolates falling on them, O my Allah. There's bombs falling on them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't bear to see our small children getting hurt, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the heart pains for them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, take pity upon the ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, blow the winds of your rahmat and mercy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, send your assistance to the people of Gaza, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cool their hearts and their eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them a peaceful end to the month of Ramadan, O my Allah. Ya Allah, how will their Eid be, O my Allah? They have lost their fathers, they have lost their wives, they have lost their children and grandchildren, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they are on the forefront defending the deen of Islam, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq also, O my Allah, to give our lives for your deen. Ya Allah, at least let us take this much of courage,
that witnessing their sacrifice, we sacrifice and give up our gunas and evil habits. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the least we can do in solidarity with the people of Gaza and Palestine. Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the oppressive Zionist regime, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, oh my Allah, destroy them, oh my Allah. Shake the ground beneath them, oh my Allah. Sink them into the earth, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, unleash your armies upon them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, send your malaika against them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, turn their plans and plots against them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make them zaleel and disgraced, oh my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, grant honor and izzah to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that our honor, our izzat, our progress only lies in going back to the system of Madina Munawwara. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, there are those who have been so fortunate to have cooled their eyes by visiting the Mubarak city of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my Allah, accept their umrah, oh my Allah, accept their ziyarat, accept their tawaf, their sa'i. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, accept their salat and salam. Oh my Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, let that labbaik be there for each and every one of us also, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, how the heart desires to present ourselves before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to stand before the multazam and raise our hands in dua, to walk between Safa and Marwa in your muhabbat and your love. Oh my Allah, make the decision, my Allah. You are not in need of means, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you do with the means, without the means, against the means. Ya Allah, call each and every one of us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, more than that, bring the system of Haramain Sharifin into our hearts and our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true ummatis with true iman and belief in you, oh my Allah. Grant us such iman that nothing will shake our iman, oh my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, those who have left this world, especially our parents, Ya Allah, fill their qubur with noor, O my Allah. Keep them in your rahmat and mercy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the adab of qabr from them. Elevate their status, O my Allah. Make us obedient children that they have left behind, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us and our lives Isa alayhi sawab for them, O my Allah. O my Allah, those of us whose parents are still alive, give us tawfiq of making their khidmat, O my Allah, of becoming obedient to them in the coolness of their eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to take their duas, O my Allah. O my Rahim Kareem Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our spouses, forgive our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our friends, our family, our musallis, our mutalliqeen. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.